Welcome to Cinema Savants, your weekly dose of movie news, movie reviews, and the occasional rumor, with your hosts, Todd Vandenberg and Rob Steele.
Technically, that is true, except this week Todd's not with us because, well, you know, he lives in Florida. And gee, what's Florida doing right now? Yeah, I get that. So rather than go 2 weeks without a show, I've got so much stuff I wanted to get out. And honestly, I wanted to talk with Todd with this, and some of it will be brought up in next week's show. But this week's show, we've got stuff. And I want to get this out. I'm recording this on Friday because, hey, who knows when the storm is going to hit here. And it could hit here anytime. I'm in Georgia, which should be out of the way enough, one would think, except probably not. Anyway, the box office for the past 2 weeks has sucked. Now, I understand that, you know, there have been, you know, the disaster in Houston, California, and basically every West Coast state is on fire. But gee, could that have anything to do with it? Or could it be that everything that is supposed to come out, that everyone's looking forward to, isn't coming out for another couple weeks still? That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. It is the worst box office since the September 11th terrorist attack in 2001. Holy cow. It's been a while. Of course, you got to look at what's come out. Nothing. Nothing has come out. The only thing that people were even remotely interested in, that I could tell anyway, was the Inhumans IMAX version. Now, it's going to be televised in a couple of weeks, and it's supposed to kick off the new Marvel series on ABC based on the Inhumans, and I would say their comic, but they haven't had one in forever. They're very little used heroes in the books, or at least they were when I was collecting. Very cool, but, you know, not used. Although, I did find out something interesting, because Todd and I have been talking about how are you going to do Medusa's power. And if you don't know Medusa, Medusa is the woman with the red hair in the trailers who basically can control her hair, which sounds like a really stupid power, but it's kind of like a redheaded Dr. Octopus kind of thing. It works in the books, and we were wondering, how are you going to do that on the show? Well, in the last promo, we see a picture of her after she's gone to Earth, because they live on the moon, like you do. And what happened to her? She had her head shaved. Oh dear. Well, that explains that budget issue. As for everything else, it did not go over well. They were expecting it to make $2 million, which sounds like a, hey, why did you bother even putting it out kind of thing. But they did, and it didn't make that much. But IMAX was very big on it, and they were very happy enough to pay for the entire first season of the show. So we're at least getting one season of The Inhumans coming at the end of the month. So we'll see how that goes. I had a few other superhero news things. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. Some of the things that work, the Titans TV series, which may or may not be Teen Titans. I think it's a very important distinction, because the Teen Titans eventually grow up and drop the teen part and just be Titans, with you on that, which explains why Brenton Thwaites has been cast as Dick Grayson. He's a 28-year-old Aussie actor, and no one's really sure so far if he's going to be Robin or Nightwing, because the character does make a change during a very interesting storyline called the Judas Contract, which some of you may know as the animated Teen Titans movie that they came out with, what, just a few months ago, really? Maybe a year. Either way, it was really good, and I'd love to see a live version of it, so go for it. Other Titans news, they're talking about having Hawk and Dove as characters, only we don't know which Hawk and Dove, because there have been several. Then there's some other news from the movie area of DC Comics, and it doesn't look good. It's the biggest news of the past couple weeks has been that they're going to do a Joker origin movie. Because, yeah, we've never seen that before. We got it in Suicide Squad already. But Jared Leto may not be playing the Joker in this because he's absolutely befuddled by the concept, as are most people, especially since we never actually got a full Joker origin story in the books, which is where you'd think you'd see it first, but we haven't seen it. That's one of the big allures of the Joker, is you don't know his origin before he was Joker. We have some glimpses of what might have been in the Dark Knight series, but we just never saw it. And Jared Leto may not be seeing it until it comes out in theater because Warner Brothers have said quite vocally they want Leonardo DiCaprio to play the Joker. Because, hey, who needs consistency? Obviously not DC, because, wow. Really? Is that necessary? Now, there is some other news about one of the other characters and casting. Because we've all been wondering, in the Captain Marvel movie, we know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is playing Black Adam, who is the antagonist of the Captain Marvel series. You know, kind of the Lex Luthor type. The arch enemy. Shazam's Joker, only more powerful and slightly less psychotic. But who is playing Captain Marvel himself? Who will be playing Shazam? And there is but one name being floated around Hollywood right now.
And his name is John C.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. We're pre-recording. I can do production. Kinda. Or I can just steal that from the WWE. Anyway, you know what? Having John Cena as Shazam might not be as bad a thing as it sounds. Because, I mean, let's look at the character of Shazam. He's naive, he's big, he's overly strong, he's handsome, and he's basically a kid in an enormous body. Well, that's John Cena. Maybe not so much the handsome part. I don't know. Something about John Cena has always made me go, really? But, you know what? I can see that still. So, sure, why not? And then we end up having who in the big fight scene? That would be John Cena versus The Rock. WrestleMania 35. It's coming. Now, there is some cameo news coming out of the Justice League movie, where we might see Superman in, well, we know we're going to see Superman in the movie, but we might not see him until the very end. There's a rumor being floated about, and that's one of the things we cover. It's in the credits. It says rumor that Superman will be wearing his black supersuit. Now, the black supersuit only showed up in a couple times in the comics, usually when Darkseid, who we know is the big bad of Justice League 2, shows up and possesses Superman and turns him into a bad guy. My theory at this point is we're going to see Superman in the last maybe 30 seconds of the movie possessed by Darkseid. How's that for a cliffhanger to make you want to come back and see Justice League 2? I think that would work. I mean, Marvel doesn't need that much to get people to come back and see their stuff, though. Although, and I suppose this is a spoiler if you don't know the character from the book, but they're already filming Luke Cage Season 2, which I'm looking forward to. I thought Season 1 was awesome. And this takes place, of course, after the Defenders series, where Luke Cage character Misty Knight loses an arm. See, I told you, spoiler was coming. Here's another one. In the books, she gets a bionic arm to replace the arm she loses. That makes sense. In the books, it was made by Tony Stark. Gasp. As if that comes as a real shock. I would love to see that happen in this, although I suspect it's going to be coming from billionaire industrialist Danny Rand or the Iron Fist. You know what? Either way is fine. I've seen pics of her with the bionic arm, and you know what? That works. I'm good with that. They're sticking to the base material that everything comes from. Spectacular. That's right. That's a word that's going to have to be beeped. Doesn't matter. Pre-recording. Anyway, they're sticking to the source material, unlike Simon Kinberg, the producer, director, I don't care what he is, he's doing the Dark Phoenix movie for the X-Men. And he announced something absolutely asinine. He said what he wants to do with this movie is a more grounded tone, more based in reality. We don't need any of this intergalactic stuff to go with the Dark Phoenix storyline. Yes, you do, moron. That's what the entire series is about. The Phoenix is an intergalactic entity. There needs to be intergalactic stuff in the movie. Don't be an ass clown. Yeah, I've been watching wrestling lately. Bear with me. Of course, that's not the only brilliant news to come out of Fox. The TV network of the same name fired outright Alf Clawson, the 2-time Emmy Award-winning composer for The Simpsons. This is a guy who's been doing the same show for 27 years. 560 episodes. Showed up to work this past week and they said, nope, go home. You're fired. Get out. So if you understand what's going on at Fox, write to the show. Because I can't possibly comprehend that. Yes, we have an email address. It's cinemasavants@coil.us. That's COYL.US. If you understand that, let me know. Let Todd know. Of course, let Todd get done swimming first. Anyway, something we mentioned in the last show, Perry Mason is being rebooted, which could be a good thing. It could be a horrible thing. Who knows? But now we have a network attached to it. HBO is doing it. So that could be interesting. What do you think, Todd? Oh, that's right. You're underwater right now. I hope he's not. I know Todd is fine. I would have heard. Anyway, other thing that came out, the Heathers TV series has a trailer, and this series makes no sense. If you have seen the movie, frankly, stick with the movie. I saw the trailer for this, and it looks like they got Veronica right. They might have gotten JD right, and maybe even one of the Heathers. But two of the Heathers don't make any sense to me. I don't get them. One of them is a guy. Now, look, I'm all in favor of LGBT rights. I don't have a problem with that. But it doesn't... I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around this. It might work. I understand that. His name is Heather. Huh? What? It doesn't make sense to me. And one of them, apparently the main Heather, Heather Chandler, if I recall correctly. Wow. She looks butch enough to be somewhere in like the UFC as a male wrestler or whatever UFC people call themselves. Wow. Big square-jawed linebacker looking thing. And see, this doesn't work for me in the series because the Heathers were supposed to be the pretty girls of the school. That was the whole point of them. One of them, yeah, she's cute, but the other two, I can't see it working. It doesn't make sense. Again, email the show if you understand it, because I obviously don't. And something else I didn't understand. This past weekend was Star Wars Force Friday 2. Where if you go to any store, you're going to find so much more Star Wars stuff coming out. All the toys and the posters and the books for the coming up movie, The Last Jedi. Now, one thing we should have seen with all this, with all the Star Wars things, with all the promotional stuff, is a trailer. Did we get a trailer? Hell no, we didn't get a trailer. Why? Because it would have made sense. Does this make sense? It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. Something else that doesn't make sense to me. They're remaking Lord of the Flies. All right, fine. Go ahead. But they're doing the gender swappy thing. So I guess that's going to be the allure of this, because I remember watching the first one and there was a scene where they all danced naked around a fire. Well, when they do that this time, there'll be breasts galore. That'll just be the selling point of the movie. Okay, you tell me why they're doing it. Never mind. I don't understand. I do get something from Jerry Bruckheimer this week, who said that the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie was a huge success. Now, a lot of people have said, but the critics all said it sucked, and it only did $172 million in the U.S. Well, that is true. However, outside the U.S., it added $619 million, which puts it up there with Pirates 2 and 3. And you know, anytime you have a movie that makes $700 million, even if the critics say it sucks, you know what? That's a success. I get that. That makes perfect sense to me. Something else that makes perfect sense, and these are just a couple quick things, because this is going to be a short show.
Because Todd's not here and I miss him.
Short things. Shia LaBeouf. See? Short thing. He's not going to be in Indiana Jones 5.
Woohoo!
Because he didn't need to be in 4 either, but I digress. There's a first look at a guy named Rami Malek, who's playing Freddie Mercury in the forthcoming biopic of the front man from Queen. And you know what? This is almost a bit disturbing, really. He's got the look pretty much nailed, which is kind of strange, because I didn't think anyone would be that skinny with that kind of... Freddie Mercury had a jaw to him. This guy has that jaw. So, hey, look, good casting. Who knew? Other good news, MGM has decided to relaunch Orion Pictures as a standalone theatrical marketing and distributing company. I like that, because Orion had a lot of really cool, kind of the different sci-fi movies that I enjoyed, like Terminator and RoboCop, the first one, the good one. But it also had other movies. Amadeus was from Orion, Dances with Wolves, Platoon, Hoosiers. And when MGM bought it, they just killed off the name. If you bring back the name, people might be interested. I'm just saying. So that's where that's going. But speaking of sci-fi stuff, and this one just kind of came through, a couple weeks ago, Disney announced that they're going to be making their own online streaming movie service. And Bob Iger, who's the CEO of Disney, said that Star Wars and Marvel will be staying with Netflix because, you know, that's what they just have planned and that's what they're going to do, except this lied. Ooh, another beeped word. There's one more to come. Give it a minute. Bob Iger changed his mind on Thursday and said, nope, 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 we're taking them off Netflix and putting them on our own video on demand service, which, and I gotta say, doesn't this just sound like a call for piracy? Instead of having everything in one place where you can get it, now you have to subscribe here and there and there and there and there to get the same things you had in the first place. That's not what we wanted. Anybody. It's not what anybody wants. That's not how this works.
That's not how any of this works.
Thank you, old lady. Just saying. And speaking of old ladies, here's something that did not need to happen. And I suppose I could have put this with the other X-Men story, but I'm not going to because it came out considerably later, as in Thursday. Mystique is apparently going to be part of the Dark Phoenix storyline, even though she wouldn't make her first appearance in the comics for another, I believe it was 4 issues, after Phoenix was dead. That's not a spoiler. This storyline's been around since 1980. Hello. But Jennifer Lawrence surprised everyone when she said that Mystique was coming back for the next movie because, well, even though her contract was up, people have been following her character and, quote, I felt like I owed it to the fans and I owed it to the character to follow her journey. You didn't owe it to the fans. The fans wanted you to f*** off 2 films ago because you weren't in those storylines. See, I told you another beep was coming. No, go away. We don't want you. We really don't. Your character was not in the storyline. Try reading the book. And that's where I'm going to end the show. Save your books if you're in Florida because, you know, books are valuable. And, you know, if you're in Florida, seriously, be safe down there. And if you see Todd floating by, please pick him up. If you're in any of the other zones that have been hit, if you're in Houston, I hope you're starting to dry off, I guess. If you're in California, try to import some of the water that was in Houston to put out the fires. Wow. It seems like the planet's trying to tell us something. Perhaps we shouldn't have voted an Oompa Loompa for president. I'm just saying, but that's the wrong show. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Todd will be here too, I'm hoping. And give a listen to all the shows on the Coil Entertainment Network and the Happy Hour Network, either one or both, because, hey, they're fun. And we'll see you next week.